Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking in flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, Kyle. This week on The Conversation, the world actually stops spinning because Melinda Trump steals a few words and possibly plagiarizes Michelle Trump. Like, that is like major news. Like, we ain't got any bigger problems. That is at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio. Also, are we on the verge of martial law? Is every single solitary cop's death going to be put on the media to push an agenda? Is all this Black Lives Matter stuff really all to push a liberal agenda that they couldn't really get through because not many people watch the news? Like I've said before, you know, a lot of this stuff is like Bigfoot, UFOs, and Jesus, you know. There are some people that are going to support Hillary. Nothing you're going to do is going to change their mind. No matter what you show them, they're still going to think she's Jesus Christ. And other people, you won't need any evidence at all. And they like, I couldn't support her. I know people, I don't have to even, no, I could fake an article about Bush and put it on there. And they would believe it just because it's if it's negative Bush, they'd believe it's true just because of Bush. But if you show them video of Obama, oh, it can't be. Also, where's late-night talk show anymore? Whatever happened to Johnny Carson? Whatever happened to going to bed laughing about current events instead of laughing about political current events only talked about mainly if this is the GOP? That, and it's getting very close to the English Premier League season, and I can't wait. And Manchester United started off their campaign with a friendly win over Wigan Athletic. That much more. So thank you for tuning in to the program, folks. Such love has no fear, because perfect love expels all fear. If we are afraid, it is for fear of punishment. And this shows that we have not fully experienced his perfect love. John 4:18. Thank you all for tuning into the program, and kind of think about that as you're going through the program tonight and as you're going through the rest of your day and into tomorrow. Welcome. I think it was last night, me and my wife went to the 4-H fair. It's a local fair that they have, and it's changed a lot since I remember it, because I was watching one of the local news things, and they said, like, well, now they're increasing the police presence and stuff, because kids, you know, like middle school and high school age kids, just they get in fights and all this stuff, and, you know, and it's always fun to go there and look at the goats and the horses and the cattle, and, you know, because we need more of kids learning how to raise cattle and goats and horses and actually do something than just find some Pokemon. Because I'm actually playing some Pokemon Stop, you know. I found Lamtron and Shu and Roostor, and it's kind of a joke on Pokemon Go. You know, but anywho, you know, we need more people with a tackle box and a fishing rod. You know, and we went there, and I think it's like $1.25 for a ticket, and I can tell I'm getting old because my chest was sore all day from riding the bumper cars. Just doing little bumper cars, and we did the Ferris wheel, you know, we're on like the horse, and that was, you know, I mean, that's what we did, and that was like $12.50 to do both of those, you know. But I guess when I grew up going to that fair, I remember going to, because they used to have like a huge area with vendors, and they used to have like, I mean, like all these local companies, and, you know, from anywhere from like a local Allstate agent, you know, to like farmers insurance to like local, like a grocery store or like the local Culligan guy to you name it. And I mean, you used to be able to, they had like probably 7 people filling balloons you could get from. So you could get probably 75 balloons. You could get sunglasses, fridge magnets, shirts, bumper stickers. They used to hand out all kinds of stuff. And there wasn't, I guess there's not that much now. Like there, when I was a kid, they used to hand out all kinds of free stuff. You could get like, what are they called? Like the paper clips that had like the, like clothesline wooden clips and it have like the company's name on it. I used to collect all that stuff. Of course, my dad would be like, what do you need that? Bleepity bleep. Like, I think it's kind of cool. What are you going to do with all that? I'm like, I don't know, but that's kind of neat to have fridge magnets and all that stuff. But yeah, that's what we did. And it was just good to get out. And there's a reason we went to Denny's why people at like those places make the money they make. Yes, I would like to have scrambled eggs, too, with cheese, some hash browns, and gluten-free English muffins, because they do gluten-free stuff. They do disclaimer that it's not all gluten-free restaurants, so there could be cross-contamination, but anywho. She comes back, well, did you want cheese on the hash browns? I said, 2 scrambled eggs with cheese and hash browns and gluten-free English muffins. Then the English muffin came out, and it was a regular one. I'm glad I looked, because I can't have wheat, as viewers of the conversation regularly know. I have celiac. That's why you get paid the money you get paid, the $2 an hour or whatever to pay the taxes, and then whatever you get on tips. You shouldn't be making $30 an hour or $15 an hour working at like a Denny's or a McDonald's. I don't know. It was just crazy. But, you know, I just, like when I grew up to the fair, going back to that real quick, you know, it was just, I can't believe, like when I saw the news and like, you know, now we're trying to, you know, prevent people from fighting. And, you know, we got to increase police presence and all this. I'm like, we never did that when we were kids. We would ride, I mean, the worst things we would do is either ride the rides and get sick and throw up, or we'd black out from sucking too much helium. That'd be it. We didn't fight. I don't know what's gotten into kids these days. Oh, but what's funny thing, and I about laughed my butt off, because they had, the GOP was handing out helium balloons, and then they reminded me of the Police Academy movie, Police Academy 4, Citizens on Patrol, because it looked like COP. And I just got that theme song on my head, Citizens on Patrol. Because those movies were hilarious. They never got old to me, and they still never do. I guess I like Citizens on Patrol a lot because I used to skateboard back in the day. Tony Hawk, Lance Mountain, Mike McGill, Steve Caballero, and Tommy Guerrero were on the video, and they skateboarded. And so it was kind of cool, you know. But I saw that, and I'm like, Citizens on Patrol, really? And then I'm like, oh, it's GOP, not COP. I was laughing for a few seconds. But as we go on to the RNC, who cares if anybody takes words from someone else? Honestly, I think the Trump people should have said, well, yes, we kind of took that from Michelle Obama because we thought those words were so inspiring that we should just continue that word and that message. That's what they should have done. Paid homage to Michelle and said, like, now what do we do? Because you know, we're trying to diss him for copying Michelle Obama. Now they're saying that, oh, it was just so wonderful. Even though we all know it's a load of horse manure, but whatever, you know. I mean, in my opinion, we have more bigger issues in this country than whether Trump's wife stole a couple of words. I mean, if I'm wrong, people don't have jobs. Income taxes going through the roof. I don't get it. Where, I mean, I remember it's 2003, Rush put out a video, Rush and Rio, I think it was 2004, when they went to the first time to Rio, and they're like, well, thanks for coming down, we've been waiting for a long time. I was just up in my room, and they go, oh, no, to come to Brazil. And they couldn't believe they had that many Rush fans in Brazil. And through this whole video, Geddy Lee's, there's a part of it where he's looking for his shoes. And he goes to the cameraman, he goes, looking for shoes is not really a documentary issue. He's about ready to strangle the guy because he's getting pissed. And I kind of look at it like this. This, Trump's wife, maybe taking a couple words from Michelle Obama, is not, in my opinion, really newsworthy. We got more important and bigger issues, but the media doesn't care because it doesn't fit an agenda. Because I was thinking about this the other day, and I always used to, if you ever, long-time listeners of the program will know this, I, for years and for a while, said, I'm kind of glad that, what do the college kids, most of them, where do they get their news? Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert. They don't watch the mainstream, the lamestream media. And they do not, since they don't get the mainstream media, they don't watch it. A lot of this, it's good because they're trying to push this liberal agenda that's not catching on because people are not watching the news. And sometimes I feel that that's what this Black Lives Matter movement type thing is. It's, well, if we can't get an agenda to go through, the Tea Party people are racist and all this stuff, if we take an agenda or something that we want to do, and instead of putting it on TV, we put it out in real life, maybe we can get people that way, and we can get our agenda across. Before Barack Obama, I never had to defend myself as possibly being racist. Friends on my Facebook will know what I said when I said this post, and I typed it out and said, I'm an American, take that back, I'm a human first, American second. I've never looked at anyone as a race. And all of a sudden, I'm like, well, you're racist because you don't like Barack Obama. No, I hate Barack Obama because of his policies. He's trying to nationalize the police force. He's trying to take away my freedoms. He's increasing my taxes. He's making it harder for me to do my job because every time you turn around, they change the rules with this Obama tax. Well, first we had to do this. Now we don't. We have to have this wing and that wing, and we have to do all this stuff. We have to have all this training because if you don't have this dementia wing, and you don't do all this stuff, you can lose all this funding that we rely on. It's getting to be like a computer, where the one guy told me, he goes, if you can't afford to pay the price that it's listed on the computer, the regular price, then don't buy it. So what do you mean? Because, well, they make these rebates and stuff so hard that most people won't go through all the steps to get the rebate. And then you'll just get charged the $200 for the computer. But if you do all the stuff, you'll get a $20 gift card back or whatever. And they make it hard so that most people won't even waste their time to try to get the rebate. And that's what's going on. You have to go through all these hoops just to get all this benefits for your health care or hospital or whatever. It's only a matter of time, like I've said before Obama or Hillary starts going after things that you hold dear as a liberal. I mean, Hillary Clinton not too long ago was about, oh, well, we need to build a fence, not a wall, a fence. You know, we need to do stuff to make it harder for illegal immigrants to get into this country and get work and all this stuff. Now all of a sudden, Donald Trump, how dare you want to build a wall and keep Mexicans out of here? I guess, when are people going to wake up and realize that Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump probably wouldn't have lifted a finger to help you if there was no media around? If you're on a deserted island, Hillary Clinton wouldn't help you. She would save her own ass. She would save her own butt. I look at it as it's a one-to-one thing. Okay, if I say something, this is what I see wrong with Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton or whoever. What do they do? Well, look at what Bush did. Look at what this person did. I'm like, I can find something for everything good about you. You find good about Barack Obama or supposedly good. I can find something negative. What do you do? How is that solving anything? We need to come together as a nation. That's why I like the fact that a lot of people didn't watch the mainstream media, because a lot of their agenda was not catching on. And I think now, this Black Lives Matter movement and some of these other things, they're like, well, let's make this a reality out in real life. If it's not going to catch on via the media, let's go out in the real world and let's make this happen. Michael Brown, what started it all. If it was a black person that killed Mike Brown or Trayvon Martin, if it was a black on black or a white on white, you'd have never heard about it because it doesn't fit an agenda. It doesn't fit an agenda. And hey, I got an idea. Let's take this stuff that we want to make happen. Let's put it out into the real world. And because since no one watched this video or watched this news program or whatever, this stuff ain't catching on. We got to find a way to get this to catch on. What you got to do is you got to rise above and say, I'm not going to be a part of it. Why should any life have to, every life should matter. It should be common sense. I feel bad that I harassed an officer one time because he was giving me kind of crap. But then now that I realize it, they don't know who they're walking up on. I need to see our dude. I'm like, and he was going off on me. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm trying to find my ID. I'm trying to find, like, my, what do they call it, like, the registration and all this stuff, and now I understand. Walking in officer's shoes and see what they go through every day. I don't know because I've never done it. And now I kind of understand that every time they go up to a car, when they pull someone over, who knows who's behind the wheel? It could be the greatest person in the world. It could be a mass murder. They don't know. They don't know. But we can't let this agenda get to us. We can't. If we let it get to us and we push this, they win. Game over. I mean, there's so many people out there that, like, well, there's no amount of evidence. Okay, there are people, I guarantee you, that still believe that Mike Brown had his hands up and but even though the evidence proves it's not the case. Because the truth doesn't matter to half the people out there. Well, he said this happened, so I'm just going with whatever he says, you know. I just said what he said. I didn't see anything. It's sad. It's sad. Because they're trying to nationalize this police force. They're not trying to nationalize it or federalize it. They just want to have federal standards that everyone follows. Just like net neutrality. Technically, they can shut down the internet if they want to. Oh, we're not going to do that. Martial law. Barack Obama can call martial law and say, hey, this country is unstable. I need to lead us out of this. He's not going to do it, but he can. Just like with net neutrality, the government owns the internet. Well, they're never going to shut it down. Well, they can shut it down. They might not shut it down, but they can. It could be like Egypt or Iran or Turkey when they try to revolt against a controlling government and they shut down Facebook or something to keep people from communicating. One amazing thing from the RNC is they interviewed Bruce, a.k.a. Caitlyn Jenner. And he says it is harder coming out as a Republican than it was coming out as transgender. It was easy for him to take Barbara Walters and sit down on a couch and talk about him transforming from Bruce to Caitlyn. It was easier to do that than it was to come out and say, I'm a conservative, I'm a Republican. Just saying. Scary. You know, who would have ever thought that we'd be in a day and age where someone would have been better off? It was easier to say you're transgender than say you're a Republican. But then, this won't surprise you, because at the DNC, Mike Brown's mother is going to speak. And she was just arrested because she robbed and viciously beat her mother-in-law. But she's going to speak at the DNC. Well, don't worry, because at the DNC also, I'm going to bring this up, the Philadelphia cops are livid because they will not be able to speak at the DNC, but these families and the widows of the dead black people are going to be able to speak and talk and have their voices heard. But the officers' families, who the police officer died, they're not going to allow them to talk. And there's a reason, very simply, because it doesn't fit the DNC's narrative or agenda. They're going to take what the DNC is trying to push, and they're going to, okay, you're going to have an inflated balloon, and they're going to put a hole in it. You're going to have a raft, and they're going to put a hole right in the raft, and the raft is going to sink. Because, oh, we're trying to push this agenda and push all this stuff, and these family members and widows of these cops that were killed are going to take and take everything they're trying to push, and they're going to prove that their narrative wrong. But they're going to get these people like Mike Brown's mother, who was just arrested for robbing and beating viciously her mother-in-law, and they're going to get her up there to speak. And half of the Democrats are going to believe whatever she says, whether it's true or not. They don't care. The truth doesn't matter, but it should matter. It should matter. It should. I'm not telling, like I've said before, I just try to call it like I see it, the way I feel. If you like, I don't care what you believe. Know what they stand for. So if you're going to vote for Gary Johnson, you know what he stands for. You're going to vote for Donald Trump, know who he stands for. You're going to vote for Hillary Clinton, know what she stands for. And you've possibly already heard that Ted Cruz basically denounced Trump still. Which, I don't get that. A lot of people think it's political suicide. There's a couple people that have basically said something to the effect of, well, if Trump doesn't do exactly what he says and comes out and turns this economy around, if he gets elected, if he doesn't 100% turn around this economy and bring tons of jobs and do everything he said, he's going to look at like a, see, I told you, I was the only person on the stage saying, calling it like it is. I hope if Trump gets elected, because I don't want Hillary, but I really don't want Trump because, I mean, he's better than Hillary, but still, I don't think he's the right answer. But anywho, if he gets elected, which anybody but Hillary at this point, I hope he does what he says. And he helps our troops and helps the police and brings back unity to this country. Brings us back to God. Brings us back to our Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, to the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we have Jesus in our lives again. I hope he does what he says he's going to do. But a lot of people think that if he doesn't do 100% of what he says he does, there's a couple of people that say, well, there was Cruz telling you, like, calling it like he saw it. So, who knows? Who knows? Got about 32 minutes left in the program, folks, and I really, really, really want to thank you for tuning in and, you know, this is kind of shocking, but I guess the embattled Fox News chairman and CEO Roger Ailes resigned effective immediately. I guess there's some people that are charging, I don't know if it's necessarily him or people on the board of sexual harassment and all this, against the former chairman. I guess he's been accused of sexual harassment and all this stuff, and so he's immediately resigned, and he took a, I hope it's not true, but he did take a liberal-run media, and he brought in a GOP media from the left. You know, he's like, okay, every media outlet's left, every media outlet's liberal, progressive left. And he took from the left, and he said, I'm going to start a media outlet that's going to be from the right side, and it's going to be a GOP conservative-style news. All you, what do they call us, like, we are Fox News watchers. So we are like a cult. And we can thank him for the cult following. No, we just finally have a, because I don't consider watching, but I'm not a religious Fox News person. I do watch Fox News, yes, but I also watch the Young Turks. I watch Alex Jones. I'll watch MSNBC just a little bit I want to see what everyone's talking about and form my own opinion. Okay, what is the BBC saying about this issue? What is Fox News saying about it? What is the Young Turks? What is InfoWars saying about it? Well, I've never thought of it from that point of view. Okay, I can see that, but it's just one of those things that I want my country back. I want to be able to have kids to go to the fair and not fight. It's sad that they have to increase security at the fair for fighting instead of just having a great time. But when I was at the fair real quick, I was expecting all these games that I know how they rig them. I'm like, where's the bucket game? Where they have like the basket and you have to throw the balls in there, and because I know how they rig it. And like, where's the Coke roller, the three bottles, and you have to knock it down with the softball, because I know how they bring all this stuff, and I was going to like call them out if they were any racket games. Racket is a term in the business that refers to games that are rigged where you can't win. Or, you know, and almost everything I think you could win. The only thing I don't know about was the machine gun where you have to shoot the BBs out, because I didn't shoot that. You know, but I was trying to find, I wanted the racket game. I wanted to see if I could, like, so I could go up to one of the operators and, like, show me how to win this one. Because that's what you can always, if you ever go to a carnival, ask the operator, show me how to win this. And they should be able to show you. And if they can't, because I've seen, like, where they do the ring toss, and the ring won't even fit. It's smaller than the square at the bottom, so it can't even fit over it. So you couldn't even win, you know. I did win my wife a little, like, heart thing that you can put, like, keys on it. They had, like, a balloon dart thing, and it took me second try to, because I'm like, if I don't do it in the first try, the first dart, if it doesn't hit, then I'll know what the way the dart went, and I'll get it with the second one, which I did. And then they have like a little like tag on the back, and they flip the tag, and it'll say like small, medium, or large, and then you get that prize. So, and I think there's like one large on the board, or two large, and then like four mediums, and the rest are smalls. And as this little bucket, you get a small prize. And but, you know, I was so looking forward to being able to, I know how they rig that, but not the case. But getting back to it, I want to have a world where you can go to the fair and not have to feel like, okay, you know, let's have extra police there because kids are going to beat each other up. And some people are asking, where's Waldo? I'm going to know where Johnny Carson is. Whatever happened to late night? Up until Dave Letterman started to get to be like a bitter old man, I think. I used to like Leno and Letterman. Because, you know, like, in Johnny Carson, he made fun of current events. And he dissed on everyone. He dissed on Republicans, Democrats, anything that would happen. Because that's what late night was about. An escape from reality. To make fun of what's ever going on in the world. Now it's, well, let's politically make fun of issues. We're going to make fun of stuff as long as 3/4 of it is making fun of something political. I never watched the late night talk shows to laugh or to get political stuff. Yeah, I mean, if they joked about what something Ronald Reagan did or George Bush or Nancy Reagan or something, okay. You know, Barbara Bush trips and falls, okay, or something. You know, whatever. Whether it's Bill Clinton and, you know, Monica Lewinsky coming to the door and he's with four other women or something, they made fun of it, okay, so be it. But it wasn't the main draw. It wasn't like, well, oh, I can't wait to see what Stephen Colbert makes fun of. I wonder how he makes fun of the RNC tonight. You know, I mean, of course, they would make fun of, like, the DNC and the RNC at night. But they wouldn't make it like, it might be one or two little snide jokes, but that'd be it. Then they would talk about other current events, other things going on. And it's just like, I know I harp on it sometimes, but it's like, I want the America I grew up back. I mean, I wish I would do anything to be a dad. But at the same time, I wonder, raising them in this world, maybe there's a reason why I don't have a kid. I don't know. I just couldn't imagine. Because I'd be like conservative psycho dad. What do you mean you're going to tell me that my son can't have a 100% USA made proud shirt? Okay, well, if he's got to take that shirt off, then can I get his papers? Because he's going to be homeschooled. Because if you're going to make him take that shirt off, and I'm going to go over there and I'm going to take that American flag down. Because you're not going to tell me that my son can't have a made in the USA, proud to be born American citizen shirt on. You're going to make him take it off, but you're going to have an American flag out there. And if you're going to take Christmas off the calendar, you're going to take Hanukkah off, you're going to take Rosh Hashanah off, you're going to take Halloween off, you're going to take Thanksgiving off, because I'm sure you're going to take the months off of the calendar, because I'm sure someone's going to be offended by February. That word might offend somebody. Yeah, I don't want the days of the week on the calendar either, because that might, you know, someone might blow a gasket, you know, because, see, well, Wednesday actually refers to hump day, and that's, you know, I'm offended by that, because, you know, something. Just saying. I'd be a great dad, I think, but, you know, I'd just be like, no, you ain't going to do that to me. No way. My son, if you're going to make him take that off, you're going to take down the flag, you're going to, I'd be at the, you know. But then, like, they have PTO meetings, you know, like school board meetings. No one goes to those things. I know a couple of teachers, like, I get, like, one or two parents, but I remember when I was growing up, my mom met my history teacher. Well, I haven't seen that book, and I've never seen him bring that book home. And I'm like, of course I never brought it home, because if I did, I'd probably forget and leave it there, and then I'd never bring it back to school. That's why I needed two. And the teacher told me, yeah, because if I took it home, I probably wouldn't remember to bring it back. But that was one of my big subjects. I always wanted to know, like, why are we here? Where did we come from? What made me who I am? Okay, why do we have rules? Why do we have breaks? Why do we get these things? Thank you, Irish immigrants, for a lot of what we have. Coal miners, thank you. You can't go forward if you don't know your past. But it's the truth. You can't go forward if you don't know your past. And so many people don't know that. I gotta read this post. One of my friends, I put this on my Facebook, and it's so hilarious. He goes, I called my broker today and I found out what I should be buying. He recommended canned goods and ammo. And he's right. I mean, it's so true. I mean, this world is just crazy. And I do this program, and I say this all the time, because I feel like I'm on this planet for a reason. I got to do something. Yeah, it's kind of nice if I'm out or whatever and someone recognizes me and they, you know, one of my friends or whatever, someone that, because I've had a couple people that know me from somebody on Facebook is friends with me, and through them they've seen me, and they're like, I have a question. You're Kyle, right? I'm like, yeah. And he goes, so I was a Marsh or something. And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, you do a radio show? I'm like, yeah. Who are you? And he goes, I'm this friends with this person, and I saw this thing from him on you, and you know, and just like, okay, cool, you know. But it's just one of those things that I just feel like I'm, just like my support group. I started that out trying to find help for myself, and turned out I helped so many people. I never would have guessed in a million years that the support group would have been more than just me. But, you know, I just, we got to do something. I mean, eventually, you're not going to have freedom. There was actually a post that I put, and it's a two-party system is a dinosaur, and we're a comet, Gary Johnson. And it's like, you can donate for his candidacy at comet, at moneycomet.org. And he's just one of these people that he's like, well, we got this two-party system, and isn't it time we quit voting for the lesser of the two evils and vote for someone that's... But it's amazing how, you know, what was it? Yeah, it was Watergate. And Richard Nixon got impeached for erasing 18 minutes of tape. And now, that's like, Richard Nixon looks like a saint compared to stuff that goes on now. With Hillary and all these people, but no, you know. I mean, Hillary Clinton could murder 50 people, and they'd be more worried about, well, she stole a few lines from Michelle Obama. She needs to be impeached. Or whatever we can do to her. So you can't impeach someone that's not even the first lady. Well, she needs something. We need to do... Okay, well... And, of course, the Hillary thing is hypothetical, but... I mean... It goes to show the media bias. You know, America... was the first... nation on the moon. And under Barack Obama, what do? Close NASA. Shut it down. You know, one of my friends posted this and he goes, don't let the government and the media turn this into a race war. Let's stand together. And it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hands of all different colors. And that's what we got to do. We got to stand up against this propaganda machine that's trying to divide us. I'm just waiting for them to say that I'm sexist because I don't support Hillary Clinton. That's what I'm waiting for. I can't wait for that. I can't wait. Oh, that's going to be great. I'll have a heyday with people on that one. Yeah. I will have a... Yes, I am sexist. Mm-hmm. When I get my shot. Yep. Yeah, my wife keeps convincing me to get this. Because when I was at Purdue University, we were told there's an actual shot that they can give you that cures male baldness. This actual side effect of this shot is it kills the enzyme and you develop breasts. And it's something they can actually give a male that wants to become a female. And they can give you that shot, and you will get breast development. Enough said. But, you know, I'd have fun with that trend. Okay, you're going to say I'm racist or sexist or whatever? You know, I've already been called racist because I don't like Obama. I got to the point where I'm like, okay, whatever. Think what you want to think, you know. Got about 15 minutes left in the program, folks, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in and listening in, whether you're in the West Coast, the East Coast, if you're in Australia, whatever. Thank you so much. Wow. I really hope that they don't put every cop that ends up dying and put them on the, see, here's another cop death, and they push it for an agenda. You know, because behind every death of a cop, there's family, there's people, there's kids, there's children, there's a widow. And to use that for political gain is just wrong, in my opinion. You know, like I said a couple weeks ago, I said a lot, you know, Jesus is going to save this country. God's going to save this country. Not Barack Obama, not Hillary Clinton, not Trump. It's like, I was talking to my mom the other day, and she was like, you know, she goes, yeah, I kind of want Trump, but he's not perfect. He's not like the magic bullet. I kind of look at it like this. This is how you have to look at the whole spectrum. Do a 2-foot line, and exactly in the center of the 2-foot line, draw a mark. And that is 100% the Constitution and liberty. How much freedom or liberty are you willing to give up for safety and security? Who knows? I want to have total freedom. What has the Toilet Safety Administration done to us? Nothing. They haven't found anybody. They've molested some children and some old people and built up an old lady. But they haven't, it's not like they caught anyone coming into this country, but then they're not, how can you? Okay, they indoctrinate a person and she comes over as a refugee and they let her in. She looks perfectly fine and everything, but what you don't realize is she's going to meet up with someone in New York, they're going to put a bomb on her, and she's going to walk into a bank and bang. It's not a, it's like if you ever watched To Catch a Predator, you didn't look at that show and go, wow, that those people on that show that came into the house look like anybody on the street. They didn't, you couldn't identify them. Wow. Thanks to that show, I'll be able to walk down the street and say, okay, there's a molester. You couldn't do it. They look like anybody. Same with these people that are wanting to kill us. You're not going to be able to identify them. Oh, but we got to spend tons of money on the TSA to protect us. But where in that line do you want to be? You want to be on the right side with limited government and limited rules? Or do you want to be on the left side going toward North Korea where it's total government, total control, total everything? You decide. And the middle is the Constitution. There was a Gatlin-style gun that was around before the reformatting law and recutting all of them for everybody in a new format and all this stuff, and that may what be causing might be causing the issue. I will talk to my tech rep probably tomorrow or after the show and just find out what's going on, because my wife said I was starting to get up and stuff, and so normally it will give me on my studio, it will give me sense, it will give me, you know, hey, we're having issues. But it's the whole service, because I had problems getting on to the website to begin with. So we'll have to wait and see. I hope it's not mom, because this is a brand new mic. Well, brand new as a year old, but we will have to wait and see, because, you know, when you're, it's kind of hard when you're trying to talk to people and do a show, and